Welcome to another edition of the Puro Pinche Primos.
Hola, primo and primas. We are back. We are the Puro Pinche Primos. I'm your primo, Luis Velasquez. That's your primo, Christopher Costello. And here we are. We are back. We are talking Tennessee Titan football after a major trade being held last night. The Tennessee Titans have acquired L'Jarius Sneed from the Super Bowl winning champions, Kansas City Chiefs. They give up a 7th-round pick this year and a 3rd-round pick next year for Sneed. It wasn't really about what having to give up. It was all about the contract that Sneed wanted. They've been working on these for the last 2 weeks of trying to get Sneed. It came down between us. The Indianapolis Colts were really into it, and I think the Carolina Panthers were the other team. Really trying to get into it. But, yeah, Tennessee Titans. Again, we talked about it last week. This is a different realm. We talked about never having a number one shutdown cornerback. And now we have possibly the number one cornerback in the league as far as last year, in his play last year. What were your thoughts? What were your feelings when you heard about that trade happening last night, Primo?
I mean, clearly very excited. You're the one that dropped it on me, which I thought was crazy as a late night news update, right, for like trades.
Yeah.
But it definitely sets the tone that Ron Carthon is not here to like take his time in rebuilding his team, right?
He's not messing around.
We talked about this in one of the earlier episodes. Is like, if you would have asked me in like week 17, like, what's the fate or the future of the Tennessee Titans? I was like, oh my God, we're going to be bad now again for a really long time, or it's going to take a while, right? Like, we're in rebuilding. And I'll say that, like, having a lot of money at your disposal, right? Like, they freed up all of this money and got rid of the personnel that they had there, the GM and head coach, coordinators, and now this new regime, and particularly Ron Carthon, as far as like spending that money on quality players, is there. Now, the one thing I am concerned is that it's a 4-year deal, a lot of guaranteed money, but we know guaranteed money is now kind of the name of the game to get big names in. But, you know, 4 years is a lot of time for a corner to lose a step or two. And so that's my one concern in this. But if it's in the idea that like, we're serious about winning now. I mean, I don't know how, as a team, you look at that move and say, oh, like, they're playing it safe, right? Like, we're out here to win. What do you think this does for the rest of the defense? Like, what message does this send to the defense? I think it's obviously a positive one. But what does this also say to either remaining free agents out there? One name that you brought up pretty consistently was Xavien Howard. And available out there, and we know that some guys like actually just wait around to see what other teams do before they make a decision on where they want to land. What does this say for you as far as like where free agents or what free agents are looking at with regards to Tennessee Titans?
Here's what I think it says too, and I think was kind of what I was very impressed with the Calvin Ridley signing that we talked. Like, this ain't the old Titans anymore, right? I think this is all of this is just saying, this is a new regime. We are different. We are not your, you know, ground and pound, boring team anymore. We are a place that you want to come and play. We're going to have stars. We're going to be exciting. We're going to be about stats. We're going to be about today's football. Not about last year's football. I mean, not about, you know, 10 years ago type of football. We have come into the new age. I talked about it a couple of episodes ago when the president of operations, I don't know his name, but he said, like, look, when it came to stats, when it came to analyzing and all that stuff, the Titans were at the bottom, and we have to start from the bottom here. Like, we have a whole new wing in the department of just analytics, right? We are a new analytic type of team, and they are showing that in this trade here. Like, we know, and I've said it before, in today's day and age, you have to pass. In today's day and age of football, you have to pass the football, and you have to stop the pass, right? It is no longer about running the ball and stopping the run. And that was our thoughts for decades, what I'm talking about. The last time that we had a primarily passing type of offense was Warren Moon in the run and shoot, right? That was ahead of its time.
1995?
Yeah, that was ahead of its time, right? Everybody else was running the ball. We were running the run and shoot. And it was crazy. So many wide receivers out there. And they finally. So I am excited. We still, like, if you come think about it, we got the number one wide receiver available in free agency. We got the number one interior offensive lineman, the center.
Yep.
Cushenberry out of free agency. And now we've got the number one defensive back. That was available.
In football.
Not just in free agency.
Exactly.
In football. And I want to toot my horn here, but I sent this to you back during the Super Bowl. I was like, Snead needs to be a Titan, right? Like, that we need to go after.
I didn't understand that. I thought you were just like, this is like a dream scenario, and not really fully understanding how much of a free agent's possibility it would be. Because I just obviously assume, like, if you are the best at your position on the super back-to-back Super Bowl champions, like, just going to stay there. So I was like, why would this guy leave? But clearly, there's players that want their money and are not going to sit around for a team. And I think, you know, Snead's probably message is like, I try to win this thing without me because I need to get paid. Now, he's also getting paid, I believe it's about $19.5 million a year, right?
Yeah,
a pretty insane amount when we're talking for a cornerback in football. But we also know that the cap is rising every year, and money is different now also in football. That's one of the main things about football that's changing as well.
Yeah, I think so. So I think where do the Titans go from here, right? I think with this signing, I think that we have to go O-line with the first pick.
Yeah. And I think especially because you've talked about this and the folks are talking about this in general, is that Joe Alt is not like, he's a career team-changing offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Like, we're not just talking about the best offensive lineman of this draft. We're talking about a franchise offensive lineman, like a future possible Hall of Famer. And all just the idea that I always think about this when drafting players, particularly if they are coming out with that much hype, is that if you are the son of a former player and you have that much hype, I mean, there's a pretty slim chance that you're going to blow that, right? And so, you know, you have all the resources and cultivation at your disposal that's very different. And so I think at this point, because of the Ridley signing, it now feels like we have to go offensive lineman with what we've seen out of our offensive line this last season, which was like pitiful. I mean, it was embarrassing a lot of those games. Yeah. And we got to protect who seems to be a prize and who gets a lot of like hype from and just praise is Will Levis. Like, now I'm wondering, like, am I actually supposed to get a Will Levis jersey?
Interesting.
And it's kind of bothering me. But one thing that I want to think about is, or that I have been thinking about is, since this signing, is what's training camp gonna look like when Snead lines up against DeAndre Hopkins, and how crazy of a battle that's gonna be in setting the tone for the team as far as competitiveness, right? Like, you're not gonna find that on many, many teams, two guys of that quality and also of that just kind of competitive nature. So that's gonna be really exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. Especially, look, guys, and some of you guys that are listening to this podcast that are not Titans fans, you don't understand our struggle, right? For years, right? For most of our fandom, we have not had a premier wide receiver or a premier defensive back. Like I said, if you go down the history of Tennessee Titans, A.J. Brown was pretty much our top tier, our number one wide receiver of all time. And he only played with us for 3 years, right?
Yeah. Which that in itself, that statement.
That tells you, right? Because then after that, our really by numbers is Derek Mason. Derek Mason is our number one.
And that's just from longevity, too. Right. Being on the team for so long, not just like crazy numbers.
And then when you go to cornerback, I can't even think, like, maybe, what was the dude name that got his butt kicked by, what is that guy's name?
Andre Johnson.
Yeah, Andre Johnson whooped his butt. That's what he's known for. That's how bad our number one quarterback was, is he is known for getting his butt
Courtland
kicked.
Courtland Finnegan.
Now, he was feisty, right?
Yeah, and let me say that, I love Courtland
Finnegan. Yeah, I love Courtland Finnegan, too.
Much love to that dude.
He was feisty, and he would piss people off all the time, and, you know, he deserved that ass whooping, right? So I got to love him. But that was probably our number one cornerback. You got to go back to, again, I love Chris Dishman growing up. Mm-hmm. He was my favorite Oiler. But I can't think. And then even going back to, like, just safeties as far as defensive back, like Michael Griffin.
I mean, Kevin Byard is a pro.
Kevin Byard, yes. Shout out to Kevin Byard, who looked like they're going to a good thing going on in Chicago. He signed with Chicago.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
But, this is exciting for us. We've never had talent outside, you know, by the numbers.
And I would say, just bringing up that team is that's probably the only other team that understands this type of pain is going through this type of kind of excitement going into the season is the Chicago Bears. Right?
Yeah.
They've loaded up in this way that is very similar to the way the Titans are loading up and using that money to their advantage and have a high draft pick. Obviously they have the number one pick in this year's draft, but you know, to have all of these things happen for us, because also let me say, like, I also don't want to minimize, we haven't really talked a lot about it, but like the Tony Pollard signing is huge for the style of play that we're talking about and this particular coach that's come in and is implementing this new system. So the idea that we have a running back that is like a dual threat is such a big deal and so important. But aside from that is that, like, to not only have all of these big moves made, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, but then to have the number 7 pick where we can't really go wrong for the needs of the team, because even if we just talked about Joe Alt, even if he's gone at 7, then what? Our problem is now that we're going to have a number one franchise wide receiver to pick from.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like, and so we are in a really great position. Probably the best position I can think of in a really long time with regards to going into the season.
Yeah. Like I said, we have to address the offense. Now with this signing last night of L'Jarius Sneed, no doubt about it, offensive line is the biggest need, right? And that's why, if you guys are listening and saying, like, why does L'Jarius Sneed mean that you have to sign offensive tackle? That's why. Without a shadow of doubt, before last night's signing, it was our defensive backs and linemen that were our biggest needs. Now we have kind of, I don't think we're done addressing our defensive backfield. We still need a safety to line out the starting four back there. But
the rarity of having a shutdown corner, because that just doesn't happen anymore at all.
Just being available. Exactly. And so, anyway, offensive line is a big necessity that we need. I think we still, I don't know if Awuzie, he's going to be a one-year guy. Like, I think if he has a good year, the cornerback we signed from Cincinnati, if he has a good year, then sweet. But I think that's still kind of a glare that we still need to talk about and still need to maybe handle in the draft. But there's a possibility, and I want to talk about, there's a possibility of us trading back. The offensive tackle, offensive tackles in this draft class, it's a deep class. So I wouldn't mind, you know, Minnesota, we all know they have two draft picks. They just traded up to get their second. They're trying to get a quarterback. And so if I think one way or another, the Minnesota Vikings are going after J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. So however they can make sure that they get him, they're going to do that. So if all the quarterbacks, and I think four quarterbacks are gone before our seventh pick, right? Four quarterbacks are going to be off the board with J.J. McCarthy being that last one out there. So if we trade...
Here's one thing that I will say to, or ask of you is, if Marvin Harrison Jr. is on the board,
get him.
By some weird reason, is and Joe Alt.
Yeah, no, go right? get Marvin.
Do you trade back or do you go get?
You go Marvin get Marvin. Even if Harrison is dropping, and he's there like at five or six, like you might go trade up.
Trade up?
Gotcha. I would go trade up. He's
generational talent.
He's Hall of Fame level kind of freaking guy, right? Yeah. And so you have to make that. But again, if you want to trade back with Minnesota to get Penn State's Olufoshanu, who last year would have been the number one tackle taken off the board. Well, everybody was surprised he didn't come out of the draft last year because he would by far would have been the number one tackle taken off the board last year. So coming back to Olufoshanu, trading back would also be a good thing. We need to address cornerback again. We still need to address safety because we're down to I think Elijah Molden would be our other safety out there next to what's his name? Who's our safety? He used to be back. He was back there with Byard. It was Byard and our Titan fandom.
I know Amani Hooker.
Amani Hooker, yes. Day. Amani Hooker,
who played really great this year.
Yeah, he's a good. He's
saving a lot of plays.
He's really good. He's your strong safety. He's your headhunter. He's not your free safety back there playing center field.
Elijah Molden
is coming up, but he's more of a Amani Hooker type, right? He can also play corner. He can play that inside slot. Elijah Molden can. So we need a true safety out there. Justin Simmons is still out there in free agency. I'm surprised nobody has picked him up yet. Maybe his price will come down. Maybe a good 1 year deal. A prove it year for Justin Simmons with us would be awesome. And then Jeffrey Simmons, shout out to Jeffrey Simmons who tweeted out last night, just like our DBs is looking great. Help me help you type of vibe. Yeah, so he was cool. We do need, we've lost some defensive linemen this year. So we need kind of another interior lineman with a Jeffrey Simmons to help out. Maybe a Calais Campbell is still out there. Yannick Ngakoue, the old Jacksonville Jaguar dude, he's still out there. So there's still some. Do not bring. I'm just looking at the list right now. Do not bring Jadeveon Clowney back.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about him.
No. And then inside linebacker is another one we need to address. We lost Azeez Al-Shaair to the Texans, which was all right. I think we've got a better Azeez with the signing from the Chargers, Keith Murray. So there's still Kenneth Murray. Shout out to Keith Murray, 90s hip-hop. Okay. But yeah, there's still, here's what I say. Here's what I'm going to say right now, Primo. I think with all of these pieces that we put together, with the emergence of a Will Levis, who I think it will improve under this system, I think this team can be a playoff team.
I agree.
Like, I think I think not making the playoffs will be a disappointing year.
Yeah.
And depending depending on how we address his offensive line. We have a lot of holes on his offensive line. Right. Right now I think we have two. We have Christian Berry at center and we have Peter Skoronski at guard. The other three positions are up in the air. Tackles are up in the air. Which need, like, that's the most important. Besides quarterback, yeah. Your tackle is your second most important on the football field. So, but if we can address those, Primo, I believe we're a playoff team.
Yeah, you brought up the intensity of that division and how it's going to be shifted. We're going to see a lot of different things from the AFC South, and that's going to be really, really interesting. So every division game is going to be huge. You got to beat Indianapolis twice, and you're going to have to make sure that you at least split with Jacksonville and the Houston Texans, who made the playoffs this year, won the division, and are now looking as like heavy favorites for the division. But I'm excited for what they're building. And one thing that I did bring up to you is I still feel like the one major place is they need a power back, right? A third down and one back. And yet, hopefully we're not in those situations based on the style of play, because it looks like we're going to play fast, we're going to throw the ball a lot, and we're going to get busy down the field. So hopefully we don't have to see Tony Pollard take 20-plus carries a game. Like, I'd much rather see him in an Austin Eckler role in San Diego, where he was actually getting more, if not equal, number of receptions or targets and carries.
We might just be a team that passes on third and short, okay?
Exactly.
Like, we just might be that team. Maybe find a big back in the draft. We did re-sign, what's his name, Chestnut? Who is a big dude who showed some promise during the preseason. He had a couple runs during the season. He is a big dude. So maybe he's going to take that role full time. But, I mean, maybe a team that doesn't, we're just going to pass all the time. And just push that kind of thing. I'm excited. It's a change of pace, man. Like, you're looking at maybe, anywhere from 15 to 25 point team from 25 to 35 point team now. So I'm excited. I can't wait. I wish the season was here now. But yeah, that's all I got from Tennessee Titans Talk, Primo. We are out.